God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message about the way to begin. The way we start, the way we begin is an important part of not only every day, but every large decision we make. The way to begin life in general is what Dr. Don's talking about today in his message, The Right Way to Begin Life. It'll make more sense in just a moment as we open God's encouraging word, the Bible, together. But we want you to know that we're open to talk with you and pray with you. Now more than ever, we realize that though there is distance between us, this technology can help us stay connected, whether it be online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, or our phone number, 866-899-WORD. We can stay connected and pray together. 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect with you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Right now, God has an encouraging word just for you. I believe it. I'm convinced that in these next few moments, our Father who art in heaven is going to encourage your heart. Our responsibility is to hear what He has to say and then just do it. God doesn't need our opinion. He's not looking for it. He's not asking for it, because He's God. And His life is my life. Did you know that everything that the Lord Jesus did when He came to this earth, He did with the purpose of having me in mind? Because the Christ life is the total life. Being a Christian involves everything about me. I cannot begin to think of anything in my life of any kind that is not totally relevant to the Lord Jesus Christ in application to my life. And in the Bible, we've got this wonderful account of the Lord Jesus, who was born and grew up and ministered on this earth and then was crucified and then was raised by the power of God and then went back to heaven. And everything that Jesus did was designed to show someone like me what God wants for me to do. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Luke and chapter 2. I'm going to begin today with the subject, the right way to begin life. The right way to begin life. Had a young man that I had the opportunity just recently, who had just graduated from college, and he asked me my opinion about finding a job. That's a great question. He just came up and talked to me. Wonderful, fine young man. He's graduated, he just got a college degree, and he said to me, "Doc, I need to find a job." And for, I guess, 20 minutes, I came very close, I guess, to lecturing him in his opinion. I didn't intend to do that, but he asked me, and I just said to him, "Well, here's the right way to begin." I said, "If you were coming to see me and you looked the way you look right now, you wouldn't even get off first base." I said, "Just looking at you doesn't impress me one bit." Now, I'm not asking you to go and put on a suit and a coat and a tie. That's not what I'm saying. But you look quite pathetic, to be quite honest with you. You look like someone dragged you through the bush backwards. And you want to come and work for somebody's company? So let's talk about how to get started right. I think Jesus, from the time He was born, showed us how to begin right. This is not going to be a chronological study we're going to do. I'm not promising that. I'm not going according to the time, but I'm going to begin at the beginning, because in Luke chapter 2, Jesus was born. So I'm going to present to you Jesus as a baby. How about that? Of course, most of us would imagine that babies have got nothing to do with right beginnings. Not according to what God tried to show us in and through baby Jesus. Because something very remarkable happened. So I want to just read to you a few verses here and share this with you from my heart. This is fantastic stuff. So let's go to Luke chapter 2 and beginning at verse 22. The Bible says, when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Everybody just take a peek at me for just a second before we read any further. The Jewish people had customs and regulations according to the law of the Lord. And we're going to see that word many times. This was what the law of God said. And in Jewish custom and according to Jewish law, every firstborn baby had to be taken to the temple and to be presented before the Lord. Now, there were two categories here, and I'm just going to tell you, male and female. You're going to read this word after the days of her purification were completed. When a mother had a baby, she went through a time called the time of purification. To put it in modern day terminology, it was the time to get over all the rigors of her pregnancy and birth. If a male child, a little boy, was born, that period of time was 40 days. If a little girl was born, it was 80 days. Girls just take a little longer to get over, I guess. I don't know. But according to the Jewish law, the time of purification, 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. Jesus was a little boy. So we do know that what happened to Jesus that we're talking about as a baby, he was 40 days old. He was just this big. It's a little baby, an infant, very much a baby. Not only did they take the little baby boy to the temple, but they also, according to the custom, had to offer sacrifices to God. They sacrificed to God. It was an act of thanksgiving. It was an act of dedication. It was an act whereby they would seek after the blessing of God upon their baby. Now, having said all of that, I'm going to read you this passage. Even though I'm not giving you a lot of details, it'll help us to understand. Let's go back to verse 22. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought the baby Jesus up to Jerusalem. Remember, they were in Nazareth. They had to go up all the way up to Jerusalem to present Jesus to the law as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. By the way, you can read about that in Leviticus chapter 12, for example. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. So everybody just look around the church right now. Came into the tabernacle of the Lord. This was not in a fishing boat. This was not in a football stadium. This was in the church, in the temple, in the tabernacle of the Lord. And when the parents brought in the baby child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. Simeon took the baby Jesus up in his arms. He blessed God, and this is what Simeon said. This is Jesus. "Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you've prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." By the way, that last statement is the bringing together of the old covenant and the new covenant in Jesus. You ever wondered how Old Testament people go to heaven as opposed to New Testament people? The announcement is made right here. The same way. Faith. "And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, the mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.'" Then we get the account of one of the church members. She was a prophetess by the name of Anna. Let's go down to verse 39. "And when they had performed everything with Jesus, with the baby Jesus, according to what God said, they returned to Galilee to their town of Nazareth," and watch verse 40. I love verse 40, because I'm going to ask you in just a moment whether or not you actually believe that God will do this for your little ones. "And the child grew, became strong, was filled with wisdom," and here's the best part of all, "and the favor of the Lord was upon him." Just want to share with you today, I've been asking the Lord to try and help me to understand what this means. His life, my life. What is it about what Jesus? Is there anyone here who for any reason would suggest that Jesus Christ needed to be dedicated in the temple to God? Why does God need to be dedicated to God? Why did God make this happen? Why did Jesus go through this, going all the way from Nazareth up to Jerusalem, into the temple, running into the preacher, all the stuff that was associated with it? Why? Now, the right way to begin, I believe, involves a number of factors I just want to share with us today, if we are to understand what Jesus is saying. The right way to begin life involves, number one, babies. I'm a real softy around babies, I will confess to you that right now. I love the little things. Very few people would not. There's just nothing more precious than a little baby. What do you see when you look into your baby's eyes? Who exactly is he? Who exactly is she? And to what extent does the law of God apply to your baby? Now, folks, this is a big subject. You know, I could just start off with God created him. God created her in his image. That little life is God's gift. God gave you your baby, you know. The right way to begin life is to understand some of the very most wonderful, precious things about where that baby came from, fearfully and wonderfully made, intricately woven in the womb of his or her mother. Formed, made delicately, known, given as a gift by God through God's plan, right down to how that baby was conceived, God's plan.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, and we'll be back with the entire message, The Right Way to Begin Life, in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you. Now more than ever, we have discovered this wonderful blessing of being able to have a conversation, to pray for one another. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-WORD. 866-899-9673. And it would be our privilege to pray with you and for you right now. 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. Now back to Dr. Don Wilton.
Babies, the right way to begin life involves babies. But the right way to begin life also involves parents. I cannot get around here. Here is Mary and Joseph, mom and dad. God's plan always has been that everything about life includes mothers and fathers. There is no other plan. It's God's plan. It's what God says. That's the way it happens. Anything other than that is not God's plan. Man, woman, seed, egg, birth. We're talking about life. And life begins at conception. All of life. Because it comes from God. And it's an amazing story here. His life, my life. We as parents come into this. Now I'm going to just make this statement to you. So here's these parents. Now we know how Jesus was conceived of the Spirit of the living God. What was going on here? I know how I was conceived. I know how my children were conceived. I know how my grandchildren were conceived. There was a mother and a father involved in this, in God's perfect plan, God's way. And then God takes full responsibility and he gives it to parents to begin that child right. There is not a month of Sundays that even the baby Jesus could have got himself up in Nazareth one day at the age of 40 days and said, Mom and Dad, I think I'm going to just go off and take a little ride up to Jerusalem for a couple of days. Babies cannot do that. Only parents can make that happen. And if parents don't make that happen, you and I are not fulfilling our responsibility before God. His life, my life. What is Jesus trying to tell me here? What's he trying to say to me when my wife and I have a baby? It's my responsibility, it's our responsibility to pick that baby up, get that baby dressed, put that baby in the crib, put that baby in the motor car, and bring that baby to church. How else does your baby get there? This mother and father just were doing exactly what God intended to do. This is at the most basic of their responsibility. You know, there are sayings, and you and I talk about it even in school. You don't take your kids to school, get them involved in school when they start school in kindergarten. How do you think they're going to get there? Catch a bus? How do you think your children begin to learn if you don't start reading and loving? And how are they going to eat if you don't feed them? And Jesus was trying to show us something here. It's been said if parents don't, their children won't. I will guarantee you there are at least 100 parents out there who would do anything, spend anything, and go anywhere for the sake of Clemson and a national championship, but they will never, never do the same things with their sons and daughters when it comes to the things of God. Now, there's a word here about babies and a word about parents, and I'm telling you, it runs deep. When I studied this passage, I just kept hanging my head and saying, oh me, did I mess up here and did I mess up there? You listening? God has an encouraging word for you today. Our responsibility is just listen to what he has to say and then do it. Some of you are wondering what in the world happened to my son when he left home and went off to college. I didn't bring him up that way. Yes, you did. You jumped around churches. You were faithless. All your priorities were mixed up. Sure, you had the best. I have the best fun in the world. I think there's something here. I don't know what it is. I'm grappling with it. I'm crying out. I'm saying, Lord, let me be a parent again. Because if I was able to be, surely now that I understand these things, I'm going to do so much better with my sons and my daughter. When they're just little babies, the right way to begin life, something here about Jesus, 40 days old, involves babies and parents, but it also involves number three, churches. You're going to ask me, you know, am I an expert on this? And I'm just obviously not. But the fact of the matter is I can't get around it. Mary and Joseph got up and they went from Nazareth to Jerusalem and they went to church. Any questions? We cultivated now in our world that, listen, church is whatever we define it to be. We'll just have it. It doesn't matter. We're not going to pay attention anymore to the gathering of God's people together. Jesus didn't mean what he said concerning the local New Testament church. It's not so important. We can just treat it like we treat our local favorite restaurant, and depending what the menu is will determine whether or not we'll show up there on any given day. Something about the temple of the living God. I can't explain that to you. Can't explain to you. Even today, when I walked into this beautiful sanctuary, when I'm around God's people, I can't explain it. You can have all kinds of things going on and everything out there in the world, but when I come into the house of God, when we walked in here, I will declare your name. All of a sudden, God just took me aside, just sat me down and said, "It's going to be okay, big boy. You're in the right place. Just listen just for a little bit. I got something very encouraging to tell you, and I'm going to put you amongst the most incredible group of people. And they're just going to lift you up and encourage you, and I'm going to allow you to just be built up and fortified and reminded and chastised and warned and rebuked." And man, when God does all of this and he disciplines us and he gives us his word and he feeds us, now does it make sense? God has an encouraging word. I promise you, when I come to church, man, when I get into that ball stadium and my team wins that championship, man, it is all the more sweeter. I don't know, it's kind of like getting priorities in place. It involves churches. Number four, it involves pastors. I can't get around Simeon, so I'll just be quick on this one. Babies and pastors. Very wise man said to me one time, and I love this, I'm giving you a personal word, said to me, "Don, the only real way you will ever measure the impact of your ministry as the pastor of a local congregation is not by the money you raise or the buildings that you build or the size or the numbers or the magnificence of your messages. The way you will really measure the real genuineness and success of your ministry is by the number of little children who want to hang around your feet and who love you." Right way to begin life also involves, and I think this is perhaps on top of my list, blessings. This passage is full of blessings, and there were three blessings that came out of this. So here's baby Jesus, 40 days old, and Jesus' parents, according to what God said, took their little baby and went on that journey again. You know, I can't help thinking they just made that journey to Bethlehem. and all the other things that went on and gone back to Nazareth. And now here they are going all the way back to Jerusalem again. When they came to Jerusalem, they went into the temple and there they found Simeon. And Simeon took the baby Jesus in his arms and he blessed them.
What a joy to hear about that special blessing. I pray that you would know that God wants to bless you. You may feel unblessed, unacknowledged, unappreciated. And I want you to know that God would use this broadcast of Dr. Don Wilton and the encouraging word, the Bible itself, to let you know that God loves you. He has a plan for your life and a purpose for your life. And the first step begins with saying yes to Jesus or coming back to Jesus. If the Lord stirred your heart, would you take a moment, not to the message of the pastor from the pulpit, but from Dr. Wilton as he steps into the studio for these next few moments.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you've just given your heart to Jesus Christ, or maybe rededicated your life to Jesus, you need to tell someone. Maybe there's someone in your own community, a church you've attended in the past. Call that pastor this week and let them know what God has done in your life. We would also love for you to let us know. We'd love to rejoice with you. Our Dr. Don would love to not only rejoice with you, but he has some specific resources he wants to put in your hand if you've given your heart to Jesus or rededicated your life to Christ. So call us and let us know. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And of course, we can connect online as well at tewonline.org. As a matter of fact, there are a number of resources right there online. Here's Liz with all the details.
Are you in need of some encouragement? Do you have a friend or loved one that could use some cheering up? Do you need help finding a church to attend? Perhaps you want to know how to lead a friend to Jesus. We're here to help. Visit twonline.org. It's like having a Christian bookstore at your fingertips 24 hours a day. You can submit prayer requests and praise reports, request a copy of the Daily Encouraging Word devotional by email, even in Spanish, make donations to the Encouraging Word, purchase Christian messages and books to grow your faith and to encourage others. Discover how to lead someone to Jesus. Request help in finding a church. Visit tewonline.org. We would love to hear how the radio broadcast is making an impact on your life. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone for today, but we'll be back tomorrow with more of the encouraging Bible teaching of Dr. Don Wilton right here on The Encouraging Word. Till then, let's stay connected on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, a great place to sign up for the free daily Bible guide. It will truly bless your life. I'm just convinced of that. You can even text the word daily to 30500 to sign up for that. That's just the one word, daily. Text that to 30500 and we'll sign you up today. Till tomorrow, take care and God bless.